Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
So fucking happy.
Yeah. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Buenos dias to all you wonderful flashers out there, and welcome back to the Sean Atwood Channel. I'm Ron Swanson, and I'm here with Paula M. for your daily dose of news and royal headline shenanigans. But as always, how are you all doing? How is your day been? Like, what have you got planned for this Friday? Let me know in the side chat. What's people doing at the weekend? We've been having some, I would say it's 90% grey today in Scotland, 90% grey with slight traces of blue. Yesterday, there was a lady from Fife in the side chat who said it was raining in Fife. Was it raining here? No, it arrived though later in the day, and my God, it was like Paula had sent the rain from her end of the world. It was crazy, but only for about 10 minutes, and then it was gone. But Paula, how are you doing? Is anything else washed away? What has been happening? Like, how
is it? Still raining.
Damn.
I was going to send you a video yesterday, but you know, like, I'm not going to do it. It's just full of rain. I thought it was going to rain stopped raining for like, and it looked like the sun was fighting to come out. You can see, you know, it's like when the gray clouds kind of like, you know, it's like you're trying to squeeze in a little bit of sunshine. So I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be sunny. I shouldn't have said anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As I said that, it's like talking about a barbecue on a sunny day. As soon as you say it outside, it's going to rain. You're going to curse it.
And I want to thank everybody who showed up at my Spanish live, my first Spanish live yesterday by myself.
How did it go?
It went great. I have the problem is I have an accent on every language I speak, but with Spanish, you know, I only really started speaking Spanish full on. 2013.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, because at home I speak English with Henrik. So I was trying for words, you know, like, you know, but it went okay. People were really lovely helping me out with the words and stuff like that, you know, so that was really cute.
No, that's awesome.
Oh, Mary Taylor, you were at the debate yesterday. Yeah. You know what? I started getting all these messages from people. Paula, can you stream the debate? We don't want to watch it on the mainstream media. And I'm like, oh, because I was watching it myself. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And I sat down and I just streamed it. So thank you, all of you who came to the stream. That was a lot of fun. It was painful to watch, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, again, I'm not too... I just turn up after the election for the American stuff. It's great not being an American citizen and getting to watch all of this shenanigans because...
Yeah, it's going to be... You know what? It does have an impact, Ron. It does have an impact.
We really need to put an age cap on things because...
There should be. I think there should be an age cap on everything.
At no point in any social or business scenario when you need advice on important topics, do you go and find the most decrepit geriatric employee for his insights? It's just a madness. But you know what? I don't live there. Please send back Meghan and Harry. I've got some content ideas, but I need them to be in this country at a fixed location. So you're moving to Colombia. That sounds awesome. Christine. Yeah, lots of packing, proper packing. Proper packing. It took me to this. I don't know if what you're saying, Wally. I seen your previous message. This is the Sean Atwood channel. I work for this channel. My channel is Project Rook, and this channel is where you were probably watching me and Wedger last night, unless you're watching the videos off my homepage. Right, so, Paula, as you know, I'm a lover of nature, okay? And some things in nature are pretty scary, okay? And today...
You gotta give us a warning if you're going to show a picture or something.
Dude, I need to get this off my chest, because someone mentioned these the other day, and I have found my new night terror demon. I have found what I imagine guards the gates of hell. And look at this thing. Look at this thing.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. There's a person in there, Paula. Look at those eyes. There's a person. Okay. This.
An angry one.
This is a freaking dinosaur. Okay. So look at it. Look at it.
Nah. That's cute. I like it. That's so cute. Nah.
Wait till you see the size of it, Paula.
But I like it. It's cute. I love the face. It must be huge.
Right? It looks really cute if it comes up just past, like, maybe your knee and you can give it a wee head rub. Absolutely. But this guy, I mean, I'm sorry. Why do these things exist, right? And are just running around and there's not a pamphlet? Someone, all the guys that are out there with the Jesus repent now signs need to be.
Cute. I love the
need, nah, mate. They need to be out there with. Do you know who he reminds me of? Do you know who he reminds me of? Freaking Howard the Duck, right there. Okay, 80s Howard the Duck. Okay, so we're just going to take a moment, right, to just fully embrace the night terror demon. Okay, wait to hear the noise this thing makes.
The shoebill stork, a bird that's truly one of a.
It sounds like an AK-47, right? Yeah. It's about 5 foot tall and is basically a freaking dinosaur.
But what makes them stand out isn't sheer size. These majestic creatures can reach a towering.
Put it on. Yeah, another thing that goes on the list of things to make you run out of the woods terrified. Okay.
Antonietta Hawkins, that's Meghan Markle. Yeah, the legs are very reminiscent.
I'm just gonna let this little bit play out. I'm not being funny, mate, right? But what are we looking at?
Like prepare to experience
the evolution of this thing.
Like, I love its faces. So look at it. I love it. I can't help it.
It's freaking Howard the Duck, man. Like,
it doesn't matter. I love its face. It looks like an angry
world
series
of avian communication. Oh, here we go. Here mating we go, here we go. Rituals. The shoebill can.
Oh, it's not going to give us the sound. That looks like a freaking animatronic, mate. That is the most unnatural thing in nature I've ever seen. Ever. It can stand perfect. Look at that. Oh, I'm just going to wonder.
That's Meghan Markle. That it is Meghan Markle.
Yeah, that's you're not. You're
oh my God. I wonder if you can domesticate them, if you can have them as pets.
To high-pitched animals, sophisticated social dynamics, from the famous clattering of their bills, creating the sound of a machine gun.
Uh-huh. Oh.
To high,
you're just chilling, right? Maybe you're having a little snuggle with your most significant other, right? And you hear gunfire from outside, okay? You're thinking the Russians are here, China, North Korea, and you go running outside and there's a freaking animatronic dinosaur bird rattling its beak at you. I'm sorry, right? I'm sorry. I don't know how to put this, but nature is freaking scary. So yeah, that is on the list. Yeah, if I knew what I was about to approach in a safe environment, yes, brilliant. We can all stand back and look at it. If you're just in a hammock minding your own business, and all of a sudden this guy comes into your camp and then starts letting off an AK, that is a long day. That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. So that is today's segment in Damn Nature, You Scary. And it's not about manning up, Louise. It's not about manning up, okay? It's about what exists out there that we have no idea exists. The kiwi, that's another thing, right? That thing would be screaming its head off. I'm running in the opposite direction, mate. I don't care. I'll freaking man up once I'm in safety, not being eaten by Jurassic bird. Oh, thanks.
How do you think vampires bite you?
With their mouth.
No, but how do you think they actually bite you? How do you think the event develops when they bite you?
Well, I guess you get glamoured and then you get bitten.
No, but how do you think they go about biting you?
Well, they open their mouth, Paula. They open their mouth and then they bite you. Okay. Am I missing? I'm too autistic.
Yes, you're missing something here. I didn't know this. I found this out. We were at the beach one night. It was night. And at the beach, we get a lot of vampires, you know, and they fly sometimes like that.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're talking about bats.
No, bats are different. Bats are
you know what? A vampire in my country is Dracula. The man.
You have vampires and you have bats. There's difference. The bats, they eat like fruit and stuff like that. Vampires, they suck blood. Okay, so we were at the beach, and as usual, they're flying like this. And I was like, oh my God, you know, Marines, fucking shit, blah, blah, blah. And then her mom comes and says, this is at nighttime. She says that, don't worry about it, Paula. You don't have to worry about them when they're flying. Yeah. Because what they do is they land. And you know that they go like this. And did you know that they use their wings to kind of walk? And what they do is they come and they bite you like that. And the fangs have like anesthesia. So you just bite, and they bite the ankle, and then you don't feel it, and then the blood starts dripping out, and then they come and they lick it. That day, I did not put my feet down at all.
These are vampire bats, right? That's what we call them here, vampire bats.
Well, there's vampires, yeah. There's a difference there.
Yeah, there is a difference. A vampire is a mythological creature, right, that lives forever.
Here in Spanish, we differentiate them. We call them vampiros or murciélagos. Okay.
I'm with you. Yes, with vampire bats. That's fine.
I was lost in translation. We were drunk. That didn't help. And then I went and looked online, and it is true. That's how they do it. They crawl like that, and they use their wings to kind of push themselves forward. Did you know that there's huge? Did you know also that there's huge, huge vampire bats, Ron? Like that. Those are the little ones. Those are little flying rats. Yeah. Did you know that they're huge vampire bats? Just Google the huge vampire bats.
I'm doing it now.
It's disgusting. I didn't sleep that night. I covered my feet, even though we're on bench. But like I said, screw this, you know. That was. It's horrible, isn't it? I know you're gonna put it in mine, but it's horrible.
These are the chunky boys, giant vampire bats. Yeah, these. I found the least scary picture I could find.
But yeah,
they are big. They are big boys.
They're really disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, come on. Yeah,
they really are. Ugh. And you know, here at the volcano, one of the volcanoes, there's a cave that in the volcano you go. And my friend, I hate vampire bats, right? And my friend, you can actually go into the cave, but you have to be very quiet because if you make like a sound, thousands of them fly inside the cave. And I don't know how people did that. That was so gross. I would not get 1,000.
They're big. Don't get me wrong. The little ones, at least if they fly past your head, right?
And they don't bite you when they're flying.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but it's thousands of them swarming and flying and breaking your nose and, you know, all that stuff that would be kind of more scary. But
Elizabeth, I found this out. Elizabeth Westaway, yes, I saw a documentary about the vampire's bat. When they bite, the blood doesn't stop. Yeah, because they bite the vein. They know, you know, they have that hearing, so they can sense what they can hear where this, I mean, their hearing is, well, you know, they're blind. This is where the same blindness a bat comes from. But their ears are sonar-like. And then it's like, so they can sense where the vein is going. So they bite the vein. So this is why the blood drips. It's not like they bite just the skin. No, they bite the vein. And this
just
is why
punt them, Paula. Just punt them. Anything tries to bite your leg, punt it.
You don't feel it because that's the whole thing. You don't
You need to be alert, okay?
I just don't put my feet down. That's what I did when we were there.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I'm looking just for any excuse to justify punting a small
they're really like evil mouse.
Evil mouse. Okay, well listen, you can keep your vampire bat. I'll take a vampire bat over dinosaur bird.
Bird. I would love to have it as my best mate.
Speaking of loving things. Name me one thing that and out with your family, right? That you love, Paula. What name me something you love. Okay.
I love going for walks with my kid.
Cristiano Ronaldo, great choice. Would you ever
Hendrik is not a fan of Cristiano. I think he's jealous that I love him so much. My son is jealous that I love Cristiano so much.
What would you do if you were out one day and met the doppelganger or the lookalike of Cristiano Ronaldo.
No, I need the real thing.
Unlike some people, Paula, who decided to marry Ed Sheeran's doppelganger because she's a fan of Ed Sheeran.
What? That's a healthy marriage, isn't it?
Look at his face, mate. He is loving this. He is. Why do I sound very loud? Let me just turn myself down.
I bet you that he takes advantage of that.
All I'm saying is he looks like he's having the best day of his life. She looks like she's having the best day of their life. I wish them all the best. But to actually come out and be like, oh, sweetheart, just so you know, I'm basically marrying you because I have an Ed Sheeran fetish and you look like the Wish.com version of Ed Sheeran. How would you even take that?
Well, they both have low self-esteem, clearly.
Okay. A few people have been asking me about the Jay Slater case. I'm working on something, hopefully, for next week surrounding all of this. He's a UK citizen who went out to, I think it was Tenerife. Yeah, Tenerife.
Louisa, can he sing?
Can you sing?
No, the guy.
Oh, the lookalike. I don't know. I don't know. The Wish.com version, though, I tell you. All right. So let's get into the royal news. We've got some good news to start us off. The Wolverine of the royal family herself, Princess Anne, out of hospital after incident with horse as husband issues health update.
Look, I'm doing my thing with the heart, Ron. You didn't see it.
Yeah, I can't do it. All right. I can't do it. This is Paula who can't work technology. She's buying views, people. She's using bots. She's hacking the system.
Look at that. I'm doing this now.
That's so cool.
But I'm surprised. I mean, you should have it. It's in the little three dots of your Chrome thing on the right-hand side.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. There's an extension I need. I'm struggling, all right? Princess Anne has been discharged from hospital after being treated for concussion and head injuries after being hit by a horse while out walking near her home. Suspicious. The Princess Royal 73 is recovering at her Gatcombe Park home in Gloucestershire following a five-night stay in Southmead Hospital in Bristol. The King's sister suffered from a concussion and minor injuries to her head when she was either kicked or headbutted by a horse on Sunday. So no one knows. Was she just found in a field with a horse? And we assume that that's what happened? Because obviously no one's bothered to ask Princess Anne. Otherwise she would have clarified. Suspicious. Anne will continue to recuperate at home after missing 9 engagements. 9 engagements! She was only away for 5 days! Like, how freaking busy is this woman?
She does 2 or 3 engagements a day.
Yes! That is what the math is telling us. Damn. Including a royal visit to Canada. 9 engagements in a week, one of which is just nipping over to Canada.
And you know, she carries her own luggage. It's just like, she's very no nonsense.
Of course she does. It's Princess Anne. Okay.
I love her. I think she's great. I really do think she's
bad ass is what she is, Paula. She's not great. She's a freaking badass. I'm telling you now, if the meteor struck and we got taken back to the Stone Age, Princess Anne ain't taking no crap. Okay, she is going to have her legion and her army, and she will be riding out to meet the zombies head on with her little feather, man. Freaking badass. So what are you all thinking? Are you believing the story? For me, it seems a little mad that there was nobody there to confirm what happened, right? Whether it's CCTV, like security cameras, security guards, somebody with her. So that tells me then that she must have just been found in a field or found in a place where there's horses, knocked out. Interesting. And I'm really, really struggling for headlines today. So if I have to go down the tinfoil hat road for a couple of minutes. Paula, it's not. Oh, good. No, I mean, I've got some
because we have a lot to talk on this one.
Okay. Well, listen, I've managed to find 2 things that involve Taylor Swift and the Royals. Okay. So we're gonna thanks. Okay, Meghan Markle was brutally
rejected. No, rechaza. I'm loving this word. You know, I learned that yesterday in Spanish. I knew it. I just forgotten about it. I knew it. I just wanted to. I knew the word. As I said, it's in my vocabulary. Rechazada, rejected. Rechazada. You know, it's like I was like.
Well, listen. At least we've managed to get past the old compass barrier. Do you know, during the Wedger stream last night, two people. Right, we typed compass into the side chat and I lost it.
People they are, so I don't speak to them anymore.
It's too funny, Paula. It's too funny. But the thing is, you're saying it exactly how it's written.
Yeah, compass.
Exactly how it's written. So you can't, it's too funny. Anyway, Taylor Swift has been seen smiling as she spent time with Prince William last week, having previously rejected the chance to work with Meghan Markle. The Prince of Wales was seen busting some wild dance moves as he watched Taylor's Eras tour in concert at Wembley Stadium on Friday night, before then being invited to meet the singer backstage. William also took his two eldest children, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, to chat with Taylor. The group all beamed as they posed for selfies with Taylor's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, even making an appearance. The meeting, it couldn't be further from what happened when the Duchess of Sussex tried to convince Taylor to appear on her Archetypes podcast with a personal letter.
Oh, you rejected, rechazada.
Meghan is believed to have reached out to Taylor to join her on a podcast last year, but was rejected by the singer. According to the Telegraph, Meghan wrote a personal letter to Taylor asking her to appear on Archetypes, but the singer declined through a representative. Meghan's ego got a right smash in that day.
Meghan Markle does not have calligraphy. She writes cursive, okay, with her cursive handwriting, and because she wanted to bestow that honor upon Taylor Swift, that she wrote, the Duchess wrote, Her Royal Highness Princess Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, wrote her a letter. That's how the maid, can you imagine the people? I was just laughing the other day because, you know, I was talking to the Spanish maid yesterday and I said, can you say it in English, like quickly? Her Royal Highness, Princess Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. And she's like, it was really a struggle. I just can't imagine, you know, like the gardeners who spoke even less English saying it.
Can I just say, I don't know what is going on Twitter right now, but there's almost 1,500 people watching us on Twitter right now. So big shout out to the madness that is occurring over there. And please like and share. Please like and share and make sure you're subscribed. And we're here every day. So let me just jump into the next one. So again, it's really just reiterating that there is a clear fall from grace. Okay. Anyone who was sitting on the fence about it. Okay. Anyone that's maybe just lurking in the background, who's a little bit sugary. Okay. There is a clear descent of this woman. It is now at the point where it's just rejection after rejection after failed launch after rumor of a series. It's a madness. Ron, do Twitter chat. I don't know what Twitter chat is. I'm not going to lie. Twitter and TikTok are the two platforms that I'm a freaking like noob. Super noob. Taylor Swift recently joined Prince William. It's the same article, basically. We are seeing so much counter operations, counter information. I can't remember what the word is. But Meghan's doing her best to push back and stay relative with all these fluff pieces. I'm not even bringing up fluff pieces anymore, okay? Because I can see exactly what the game is here. Now, we've just had another UK individual, Graham Norton, speaking out, I do believe, around Meghan and Harry, and we do love. Oh God, I'm telling you, Paula, your government is stealing my internet. It wouldn't even let me play the video. Okay, Graham Norton gave his verdict on the ongoing saga surrounding Prince Meghan and Meghan, Prince Harry and Meghan, and how it's inadvertently defined Prince William. Defied Prince William and Princess Catherine. During his appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, the 61-year-old chat show host, who was asked to share the British people's sentiment towards Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Norton replied, well, it's difficult. I think in the press, it is very anti them, and it has been sort of a gift to William and Kate, because now they are liked. deified. Yes, we got there, guys. We got there. Deified. Come pass. They are like deified and can do no wrong. Well, listen, I think that's a bit of a stretch. I don't think William and Kate ever needed Harry and Meghan screwing up or doing anything to project them or make them seem better to anyone, if you see what I'm saying. Maybe it was an answer without a lot of thought in it. But I wouldn't say that he's wrong. I would definitely say that for people that may not have necessarily been into the monarchy and got sucked into all this, people like myself and some of our other panel members, I would say that how much negativity surrounds Meghan and Harry does make me see William and Kate and William and Catherine in a different light. But I don't think everyone has needed that. I think most people have seen the good in William and Catherine from the get-go. So it's just, again, further dipping down in global relevancy, these two, which is fascinating, being that, again, it's freaking Prince Harry, man. You would have thought that you would have managed to hold this all together. All right. So would you like, Paula?
Screen, and then, because we're going to talk about this, and then I'm going to show you what the print. I have something on the screen here.
Okay. This is the last one.
You have that one. You have that one. Okay.
Meghan Markle's dad, Thomas Markle, says he's done, says she has done far worse in life. Oh, dear.
I don't understand what that means.
I don't know either. Meghan's and Markle's father, Thomas Markle, is calling himself better than daughter amid rift. The former Hollywood lighting director. I'm sure he was more than just a lighting director, was he not? I'm sure he was.
That was it. But he won like 3 Emmys or something like that for his thing.
Okay. Says the Duchess of Sussex accusing the royal family of racism is far worse than all the mistakes he may have done in the past. Speaking of the Daily Mail, Thomas... Hang on, excuse me, everybody. My mouth is like dry. It's all right, Sage. Relax. It's just a new headline. We're just getting through these. Speaking of the Daily Mail, Thomas Aid, when you look at what Harry and Meghan have done since accusing the royal family of racism, it's far worse than anything I've done. I don't want pity. I don't want this episode to define my life. I want to be a footnote in the history. Thomas then added how he has had a good life and I am proud of what I've accomplished, adding that everything has been overshadowed by what has happened in the last 6 years. We read this the other day. He said that when the drama started with Meghan and Harry, I was already well into my 70s. And while I did not realize at the time, I was vulnerable. Prince Harry left the royal family in 2020 alongside his wife Meghan Markle and son Archie. The couple later accused the royal family of showcasing racism towards their son and publicly shared their grievances on television. Harry and Meghan now live in California, where they also welcome their daughter, Princess Lilibet. I mean, what are we hearing here? Are we hearing I've not done worse things than them? Are we seeing a new angle maybe to get a bit more of a public rallying around Mr. Markle here? What do you think, Paul?
I know where his daughter gets that victim thing. It's poor me again. Well, praising himself. I understand he's very accomplished in his field, of course. But this is very, very normal. Like, if begging doesn't get you what you want, then you lash out. Pretty standard, you know, behavior. And it's the same thing with Meghan Markle. You know, if her with her cross eyes asking you, am I okay? Then you lash out and you trash everybody. So it's pretty standard behavior in the Markles, I've noticed. So, you know, not surprising. He doesn't want to stay out of the limelight. You know, if he really just wanted, he says that he just wants to be a footnote in history, then, you know, he wouldn't be talking again, you know, because this is the thing. One day he says that he the only thing he wants on this life for his 80th birthday is to see his daughter. Never mind the other two children he has. And now the next day, he's like, well, I'm better than she is. I've done better than she is. You know, it really,
I think it's all the same interview. I think they're just choosing what parts to release. But do you not think that it's mainly got... It surely has to do more with the grandkids, surely.
But he has the grandkids, doesn't he?
But it's not about those grandchildren.
But yeah, okay.
It's not about those grandchildren, Paula.
I would understand it if he had a relationship with these children and then Meghan Markle took them away. But he's never met them. Meghan Markle.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
I know the Markles watched this show.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle already buried her father. Not only, and I did a video about this. She didn't just bury him. She has erased him from her existence as though he was never part of her life. This woman doesn't have a picture of Mr. Markle in her mansion showing it to her kids.
Just because she's written him off. Doesn't mean he has to write her off.
I understand that. But I mean, Ron, I understand that. But at one point, you have to come to light. He's sad, he's this, but then he's using the press, I don't know, to exacerbate things, to keep her in the news, to make her a victim. Because first he gives an interview, in one hand, and this is where the credibility issue comes. In one hand, it's like, there's nothing more I want in this life. And this is apparently a direct quote from him.
I get it.
There's nothing more that I want for my 80th birthday than to get a call or a photo from Meghan Markle.
I get it. You've said this about 12 times since like we picked up on this interview. But of course he's going to want to be seeing the daughter and the grandkids that he's never met. It doesn't discount the fact that he's got other grandkids and other children. It doesn't diminish how he feels about them. It's clearly a father who's really not coping with the situation as time ticks on and biological clocks tick on. Do you not think that...
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
You're maybe looking a little bit too much into his reaction and his wording. I mean, you're going to say no, because you're a badass, right? But I feel maybe you are a little bit, if I'm being honest.
I have an only child. I have Henrik. Henrik is literally in city, but mostly Henrik. Yeah. He is the reason for me. Everything happens. I work my ass off to make sure that he goes to university, and I give him the tools to take on life. Okay? I've, in spite of the fact that Henrik is my only child, I always disciplined him. I always taught him right from wrong.
But if Henrik met a woman,
Henrik and I got into a big fight when he was younger, and I said, "You're leaving the house. You're going out of here because you do not disrespect me that way. This is the end for me and you. You're getting out of this house." And had he not apologized, that would have been the end for us. I would have hurt the hell out of me. But there are certain things in life that you have to teach your children. And first of all, you have to. Yourself.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it that you would have thrown him out. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it.
Sorry. You can. You know what? Okay. One day I'm gonna have you talk to my son. My son was only 13 at the time. I'm gonna.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I would say the same thing.
Very rough. You know, there's certain types of disrespect.
Yeah.
That if you let it go.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm with you. I'm with you. Uh-uh. As a parent, I would tell my 13-year-old.
We had a chat. But had he not done that, and I wouldn't have done it because I didn't love him. I would have done it because I loved him. But I have to love myself.
No, I get what you're saying, but yeah, I'm not somebody
about self, self-confidence and love. If you don't have it for yourself, I mean, what Meghan Markle has done to this family? What? And no, I'm going to say this, Ron, and I hate to say this. He's not thinking of his other children. Samantha's in a wheelchair. Barely, whatever issues I may have with him, the fact remains that this woman is in a wheelchair. This woman has had to move many times. This woman has received death threats. He knows that his other daughter, Meghan Markle, has really...
It's not about Sam. It's not about Sam, and it's not about...
Yes, you have to think of your other children. What is he doing?
Why? They're both grown-ups. They're both adults.
Well, so is Meghan Markle.
Yeah, but he's been cut off from her. You got to understand the psychology. It's not discounting Sam. It's not discounting Pom Jr. I genuinely think that you're looking too much into what I genuinely feel is a desperate plea to.
There's something not right. I'm sorry. He took off.
There's definitely something.
He left Sam and Tom without a thought because he moved states. And he didn't really have a. He didn't think, "Oh my God, I'm gonna miss my boys. I'm gonna miss Samantha." No.
Yeah, that's not what we're discussing here. We're discussing this article. What people's mistakes, what they've done, where they've moved throughout life, all the rest of it.
I think this is a mistake, and I think I don't understand. I really don't understand this because, see, somebody has told you very publicly they want nothing to do with you. I find that this is harassment because if he wants a relationship with his daughter, he can reach out to her. If he doesn't reach out to, but there's nothing you can do wrong. If you were not, and people justify that he's a father. Did you know that that only makes the harassment aggravated? And no, I learned this in court. Whenever a crime is committed,
again, you're. There's no way in the you find me a lawyer that will back up your claim and take this to court for harassment, and I'll condone what you're saying, but it's a madness. You know what I mean? That theory is just a crazy one.
Let's remove the fact that they're father and daughter out of the equation.
Well, no, we can't do that because that's the pinnacle center of all.
The behavior is the actions wrong? Is the actions never mind the filial relationship?
Okay, let me put it to you like this, Paula. 5 years from now, Henrik meets a girl. 2 years later, they have their wedding. You're not allowed to be there. Henrik's that's never allowed to speak to you again.
I wouldn't even let if he doesn't invite me to her to his wedding. We're done after everything.
Sure. I'm sure you would be like that. Fast forward 15 years, there's grandkids involved.
I'm sorry, but you know,
you're not that badass, man.
So brutal. No, I'm not so brutal about that. I was raised in a different way, you know. And I remember my grandfather. I mean, I was raised to respect my elders, and there's certain attitudes that you are not. I mean, if my son did that to me, that means I there were things that were wrong in our relationship, and I chose not to look at them.
Okay, so let me turn this around then. So, what if it was a toxic woman that you had fears had got your son at a vulnerable time, like a lot of people say about Harry? Would you not want to step in?
My son is smart. I am the one who.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, is your son like literally?
I keep telling Henrik, you know, because he gets all these girls, right? And I'm like, Henrik, I said to him, one day you're gonna meet a girl. And you're going to pay for everything you've done here, you know? And he's not a mean boy. It's just that he doesn't want to settle down, you know?
I mean, I just want to clarify, when we say that Paula's son's smart, I'm pretty sure he's training to build things for NASA to go into space. So we're not like talking like, oh, my son's real smart. He's a manager at Walmart, okay? We're talking about like 20 years from now, you may see Paula's son on the news talking about space missions and have no idea that it's Paula's son.
He's already in the news. He already made the news in Toronto because he won a thing that he built a rocket.
We've got 3,000 people on Twitter right now watching this freaking live stream. So big shout out to Twitter, whatever you guys are doing in the Twitter sphere is working. Big shout out to YouTube and Facebook as well. Please like, please share. Queenie, how are you feeling today? I hope you're feeling a little bit better. Tell us how you're doing.
I'm all right. Still a bit sad, but I'm here listening to you guys, so I had to jump in.
That's right. I found a Thomas Markle article this morning. I thought that's a good 20 minutes of Paula going off on one to fill some podcast. Never fails to deliver.
Really serious articles. I wanted to get through, not them.
We're getting on to yours now. Don't worry. We're just going to have a quick chat with Queenie. And then we'll get on to the next segment.
Personally, we can look at it from what Paula is trying to say, that something is off with Mr. Markle coming out and saying a few things. But we have to look at it from another angle as a parent, that he's old. He's not like none of us. I'm going to be a little bit emotional because my friend passed a couple of days ago. So I know about losing people. And it's hard when you're at this age, especially he's going to be 80. And someone that you've taken care of all your life, given them everything, I do understand why he's doing it. It may look like he's got an agenda, like he's helping her, but I don't think so. I think it's genuinely coming from a place of a parent knowing that he doesn't have long here, and he wants to connect with her. Even, you know, so...
That's because me, Queenie, have warmth in our heart, unlike the Ice Queen Paula. Okay, she likes to get. She likes to get all
right. I am. Yeah, I feel such a right. I am.
I really hope that's the case because I'm a parent too, and I've got a little Megan in my life as well. So I understand.
I have a Megan too. I have my sister. Paula. She's the only one that I raised. I raised her like she was my daughter, Queenie. You have no idea. I always wanted a daughter. Robin was like. I mean, I would take my shoes off, take him. I paid for her wedding. I brought everybody over to come here. I paid for her education. I mean, I put her through everything. Ask me where she sat. She sat it with my ex-husband. I sat at the Ministry of the Ministry of Family when I won the court case the first time. And I thought they were going to take my son away because everything was so corrupt in spite of having won, you know? And then she said, here's a letter your sister sent. I remember. I sat in that chair at the Ministry of Family's office, and I thought I was reading... I did not know the hatred, the envy, and the jealousy. She wanted my son to be taken back to an abusive environment just because she hated and envied me. That was the day that she died for me. Just like Meghan Markle, I erased her from my life. I can honestly tell you, and I'm not...
Yeah, what we've got to understand as well, Paula, let me explain this to you. That's a sister...
Oh, God.
Relationship. Parents are a love for a child is totally different from what you have as a sister. Trust me, I'm telling you. Paula, whatever you are saying, I can tell you, my mom passed away 27 years ago. I am the eldest of five children, and I put my sisters and brother through school. And I've got sisters who don't even speak to me right now for no reason, just because they want money off me and I haven't been working for a little bit to even help them out. So I know these things. This, what Mr. Markle is doing, I know that the media is doing a bit extra. I'm telling you, they're going a bit extra. They're drip feeding stuff and they're making stuff out that it's not what it is. I personally believe this is a parent reaching out for a child.
Yeah, that's my thing too. That's
what. Then he trashes her. How is that reaching out for a child? You know, which get into another
couple. Let me just read. Let me just read the super chat. Did anyone catch the footage on X of Meg having her kerfuffle and calling?
Yes, I have. I did.
No, but we'll look at that. Also, another thing some of you might be interested in is the new Paula M official Ice Queen, Queen of Hearts ice cube tray that will be available in the merch store soon. You too can rule the ice nation with a stony, icy heart in your beverage this summer. Paula, I'm telling you, we need to get some of those ordered. You'll sell them. Okay. Yeah, that's all the haters are going to come out and buy that. I'm just going to tell you that,
Paula,
right now.
Listen, you see that bit in the article that Ron was reading that, oh, he's bad. He did not say that. I think they misquoted and they're putting it out. I don't think that's the way he meant it. Remember, the media is there to put stuff out there to make it extra. I don't believe it's what most people are thinking. I genuinely don't want to think that Mr. Markle is working alongside Meghan Markle to do this to us, because this is deep. If that's really what's going on, that is deep, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree. Now, listen, now, Paula, before you go off on another...
I'm done. I mean, we're never going to agree.
You've done it. There we go.
Okay, now this is serious, guys. This is something that I want people to understand, because I'll tell you what the most serious thing of it all is. Never mind. I've been saying for many years that Meghan Markle was filming and going around palaces, and she had little drives, the little things that she took with her. How many times I've said it, I can't even bother to count, right?
Like that she was, drives. Like the wee, the
Hard drives, yes. Yeah. I know that because my acquaintance was supposed to be in London to grab that hard drive and bring it back to the United States. When she saw what was in that hard drive, or that little thing, you know, the thing, that USB thing that you put in there, she said, I am not going to be part of this. This is espionage. Okay? This is what my friend said, and I believed her because she even said to me, described to me, this is before it came out of the books. And if you go and look at my earlier videos, you will see that before it made the news, before it was in Finding Freedom, before it was anywhere, I had it in my video saying that Meghan Markle had been going down to look at the vault, and that she had described it in that flash, and my friend saw it. And then within 4 or 5 months, that was the headline news, how Meghan Markle had gone in the vault and was describing the whereabouts in Kensington Palace and everything, and how she went into the vault and she was doing the description. Go check out my videos and you will see that it was there months before this made the news, right? Now, in Harry's case, he's destroyed evidence because he has his court cases against the NGN, right?
And well, then, have we had it confirmed if it's a physical destruction?
It's all these emails and WhatsApp and everything. The worst part of it all. Listen to this.
Has it been confirmed?
Yes. The judge ordered him to write about it.
What it says is evidence was deleted. So do we know if it was a time frame on the messages and the automatic? We've had that confirmed.
Yes. Okay, good. The worst part of it all. Never mind the evidence of this wanker against the NGN. The most important thing, and I'm gonna do it today, is that he had an sjpkp.com email address that is St. James Palace, Kensington Palace private server address, right? That is used just for the royal family to communicate. He had that enabled from 2014 till April 2024, which means that Harry had access and was being copied and everything into the private server, official server within the royal family. Okay. And what is really disturbing, guys, is that this man was still, and I've been saying this all along, in communication with King Charles, because why would he have his email server still? They removed it in April, the end of April, right before he went to Nigeria. Up until 2024, Harry had access to all, and this is one of the most secure things there is. You know, this is private for the royal family. It's the St. James Palace, Kensington Palace thing. And people are not picking on the fact that this man was part of the inner circle until April 2024. So for those people who say that Harry's not in communications with Wanker Charles and he's not being helped by Kensington Palace, suck it. Because he has been receiving help. There is no reason. There was absolutely zero reason for Harry to still be part of that server after he left the royal family in 2021. Because he was no longer a working royal. And that's a secure server that they have information. And by him having that, he would have had access to hacking those systems because he knows how it works. And the worst part of it all, Ron, apparently this stupid moron gave really confidential and very highly classified information about the royals to his writer. And people, this is espionage. I don't understand.
That definitely sounds like it. Do you know, it sounds like the dumbest form of espionage I've ever heard of.
Prince Harry deliberately destroyed potential evidence relating to his High Court phone hacking claim against a major UK publisher. It's been claimed. News group newspapers, publishers of The Sun, is trying to get hold of emails, text messages, and WhatsApp messages both sent and received by the Duke of Sussex. Representatives are also allegedly trying to access two encrypted hard drives. And guess this. They didn't know where those hard drives were, and suddenly they appeared in Montecito.
Yeah, well, we talked about encrypted hard drives. I think it was yesterday, right? Yeah, Just, again, put a one in the side chat on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. If you have an encrypted hard drive, okay, and we went over this yesterday, like I say, to have one encrypted hard drive is rare, okay, but and again, you're going to buy a big one. It's going to be a chunky bit of terabyteage, and it's very odd to have two encrypted hard drives. Maybe not so much if you're Prince Harry. Maybe he's got a guy who goes out and buys his stuff, and he's a super nerd or whatever. But two encrypted hard drives sounds awfully suspicious.
And this is not forget. I've been saying for years that Meghan Markle had been recording and she had access to information. People have been dismissing me. I understand. Oh, how do you know? We have this here now. And please go back to my earlier videos, my first 8 or 9 videos. I talk about this crap. This is very late 2020 that I started talking about this. So it goes like to encrypted hard drives. Among the probe into Harry's communication, they also want to see records of communication between the Duke and the King's private secretary, Sir Clive Alderton, along with Sir Michael Stevens. Sir Michael is the privy purse treasurer to the King. Correspondence between J.R. Moringer, who was the writer, and Harry, the ghostwriter of Spare, is also being requested, it's claimed. On Thursday, an attorney for the publisher of the Sun tabloid Thursday accused Prince Harry of engaging in shocking and extraordinary obfuscation by destroying evidence it was seeking in his lawsuit, claiming that the newspaper violated his privacy by unlawfully snooping on him. Attorney Anthony Hudson said that at the High Court that the Duke of Sussex had deliberately destroyed text messages with a ghostwriter who penned his best-selling memoir. There ought to be the proper evidence about this, he told the court. Those messages are clearly within his control, even if they have been deleted. That's why we say the search for text and WhatsApp is important. I am afraid we say another example of the obfuscation in relation to the claimant in case, but I'm going to show you another, which is right here. I want to show you another article because it's more complete, right? So I'm going to show you this one right now. People
see slightly different, Fred. Encrypted web servers, we've all probably had a run-in with an encrypted server, whether we realize it or not. But encrypted hard drives, that is spicy. Well, maybe it's not spicy. Maybe they were really low-level crap ones that get given out to people like Harry, because he's hardly going to nip down to PC world and grab himself some tech, I would imagine. So it does seem odd, and it's interesting that we've had it clarified it was deliberately destroyed. Now, we need it clarified if it was deliberately destroyed before it became evidence, or...
Well, this was destroyed sometime between 2021 and 2023, and he started his lawsuit in 2022.
Oh, dear. So some of it, then, we could write off as being beforehand, but some of it we can't. Yeah, see, that's... Christopher, so an encrypted hard drive is, you know, your little USB sticks, for example, or your external hard drives that you plug in with a USB port. Some of them you have to put in a password or a separate USB key. Some of them have got thumbprint scanners on them that basically encrypt the entire contents, and then they decrypt it as you open files. So if you imagine, it's not just a case of having the access point blocked. It's a case of the entire server is encrypted, so that if you were to rip open the case, rebuild it into another case that wasn't encrypted, the actual contents would still be secured. Nerd moment over.
No, let me. Do you want to get worse? I have this other screen on. You can watch it. He revealed that earlier this month, if had emerged, there was another large group of documents provided by the royal household to Harry in 2020, which are highly confidential, but which Harry's lawyers were wholly unaware. So this idiot, we just saw that in his latest thing for security, he was sending confidential information to the Minister of Veteran Affairs, that information that she shouldn't have had or given to anybody about the processes of Ravik. So he was admonished by this Harry's a Wallace Simpson, is giving secrets away, expressing his concern. Expressing his concern, Mr. Justice Fancourt said that the Duke himself in California, rather than a trained lawyer, had been deciding which documents might be relevant. So Harry was deciding, okay, I'm going to sit here and I believe that this is the document. You don't hide evidence. You are supposed to hand over everything. Harry's the one who's accusing the newspapers. That is insane. That is absolutely insane that moron, and I can guarantee it wasn't even Harry. It was Meghan sitting on his side. Oh, that email is bad for us. Don't send that. That communication, that is illegal.
Let me ask a question, yes, guys, because I don't know much about these tech stuff. So those encrypted stuff, because there is communication between others, can't they get those details from those other people?
That's what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to do that right now.
So if we're talking about a hard drive, your emails and things won't run through that. If they've misspoken and what they're talking about is encrypted servers, okay, a server is slightly different than, well, it's not, it's the same thing. It's just a server is, for example, if you host a website, it's on a server. If you've got a
cloud. But I'm talking about like the I understand that bit. I'm talking about like the communication that was destroyed. Can't they get it? For example, they know that he was in communication with, is it Moringa, the ghostwriter? Can't they get his details?
Queenie, would you like some cheesecake?
Where did you see that?
Casabear is asking, do you want some cheesecake through?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please. Okay, yeah, wait, carry on. I just want to say we're now up to 3,500 watching on Twitter and close to 900 on YouTube. So big shout out to all of you guys. This is the biggest stream we've had. Twitter is going bananas right now. I don't know what is going on, but I appreciate it. I just want to say thank you. We're not over yet, but thank you everyone for being here. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube, please make sure you take a minute to do that and slap a like. It really helps the algorithm. Clearly, we don't need any help on Twitter right now. Everyone on Twitter, give yourselves a pat on the back. You are the A-star students of the day. Congratulations. And to the one person watching on Facebook, I appreciate you. Fist bump, all right? You are the Lone Ranger. Okay. So, Queenie, what do you think? Do you think that this is getting blown up? Because
What I think is happened, first and foremost, this case should never have gone to the courts. I do understand that phone hacking and all these things were not right to do, but this happened so many years ago. The time has passed for all of that. So Mr. Fancourt should have just tell him, listen, go and take several seats. I'm not entertaining this. I don't want this in my courtroom. However, he brought it up. They're doing it. His lawyer should be, what do they call it? Like, if you do something wrong. Thank you very much, Casimir. Well, you're so good. Oh, give me a hug.
The cheesecake has arrived. The cheesecake has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that is how quickly a Just Eat order in Scotland is. All right, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm just saying no. They just need to put this out the court now. This has gone on far too long.
Yeah, well, listen, I think Paula's point about espionage, I mean, it's the dumbest version of espionage I've ever heard, but certainly is espionage. The fact that we have evidence to suggest that he's destroyed things after he started his case. The only thing that I would leave open to interpretation is anything that is on WhatsApp, Snapchat, any instant messaging app. Until we get further information, it could
be... He's destroyed all of that.
No. Just let me finish. It could be a case that it's all been deleted, but it was the app that deletes the messages after a certain time. But the emails and the hard drives can't give you a pass on those ones, Harry, I'm afraid.
No, but you can always get those messages back. That's what I'm asking, Ron. Can't you get those messages back?
Well, you would think that the UK government would be able to just request the conversation logs. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Treat it like a child. Pred case, do you know what I mean?
Where they
conversations and all this kind of stuff. But you have to remember, apps have got increasingly clever with encryption and protecting your conversation so that things like this cannot happen. So
no, but they're protecting it from not from themselves, so they can get access to it. So once they can access it, the government can. So
the government already knows because Harry was using Kensington Palace things and they don't want to. Well, should we read the article so we know?
Yeah, please. Yeah,
okay.
Please.
Harry's barrister, David Sherborne, confirmed the entire chat history was wiped out, but said this was a highly necessary process not to hide anything. No. That's why you delete things because you're not hiding anything, but to delete highly sensitive information about Harry and the royal family, which if leaked, would not only compromise his security, but also be potentially damaging to the Duke and his family. I mean, and then he goes, Mr. Sherburne dismissed the application as old-fashioned fishing expedition and said there were no documents in existence surrounding the publication of Spare. He said even drafts of the book have been destroyed. That is absolute BS. But he insisted that the idea that there is some obstruction or hiding is just nonsense. In his ruling, the judge criticized Harry's lawyers for the apparent paucity of the documents they had so far handed over to the newspaper to help prepare for the trials in a legal process known as disclosure stage. He revealed that earlier this month, it had emerged there was another large group of documents provided by the royal household to Harry in 2020, about which Harry's lawyers were wholly unaware. So I wonder why is the royal household handing confidential information to this imbecile who clearly is a snitch? He's not even a whistleblower, because he's not whistleblowing anything horribly wrong with the royal family. He's disclosing confidential information that could put the safety and security of the royal family. That is felony treason, because that also implies the king. Expressing his concern, Mr. Justice Fancourt said the Duke himself in California, rather than a trained lawyer, had been deciding which documents might be relevant to the case. The judge said sometimes he had the impression that even Harry's lawyers don't seem to grapple with the issue. And so it would not be at all surprising if the Duke himself did not fully understand. He understands. Him and Meghan understand, and they're destroying evidence. The newspaper's lawyers are also seeking a search of 36,000 emails between Harry and palace staff. Mr. Hudson alleged
36,000 emails between. That is some baby reindeer numbers. That's all I'm saying, folks.
I mean, even his ghostwriter was shocked at the information that Harry was giving him, saying that, you know, nothing was off the table, and he was shocked at the information that Harry gave him. That's how bad these things are.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
It is, and they're trying to cover him for saying, oh, but you know, everything was destroyed. No, I'm sure nothing is destroyed. People keep copies of things just in case they need
Look, what do you think of that? Do you think Meg's got copies of it all? Do you think she was frantically...
Mr. Warren created one of those encrypted discs. I've been saying this for years. Mr. Sherburne claimed the Duke solicitor has spent 130 hours at a cost of $50,000 searching through some 35,000 emails, and there was nothing relevant in them. The court was also told that two encrypted hard drives, which had been said to be no longer in existence. However, yesterday morning, Harry's solicitor suddenly announced they had been found. One in the Duke's California mansion and the other at the office of his U.S. attorney. So they found this hard drive, which is Meghan's hard drive, the one that she's been spying on. This is why they found that in California. Harry and Meghan should be behind bars. They're too low class. You know what's the problem? And I did my Spanish live yesterday and somebody nailed it for me. I don't mind that they lie. I mind that they're terrible liars. Because if they're good liars, I don't know they're lying to me, right? So I'm okay with that.
Robin, your point is on point today, Robin. Just want to say. Sorry, Paul, and you go.
But when they lie this badly and they get away with this, this is perjury. This is passing on confidential information from the royal family. And this guy is not behind bars. And somebody said something to me yesterday. Well, he's the king's son. The king's brother was the queen's son, and he paid kind of the consequences. And this moron is getting an award at an ESPY award, and you know, like now the Filmon Award.
Well, here's the thing: like 36,000 emails is a lot. Robin had pointed out the fact that, you know, they're reading through 36,000 emails. It's going to be keyword search. It's going to be algorithms that are going through all of that. But 36,000 emails seems like a lot of emails, Paula. 36,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do the autism maths on this, like, and we can work out how many emails that is per hour over how many days and months. But I think I did that for Baby Reindeer. I worked out how many emails she would have to send every. I think it worked out about 16 emails a day to get up to the 52,000. Maybe it was more. I can't remember. It was an astronomical figure. So, yeah. Well,
the reason why they want this, Ron, because they need to know. Because, you know, Harry brought this accusation, this case, very late, out of time frame. And one of his claims to defense is ignorance, which is not a legal defense. He should not been allowed to do this. So they need to see, because he's had that SJP and KP, website or the server since 2014. So they need to know whether, because he's claiming that he didn't know about it and that he was trying with their, apparently they did try to settle this. They offered him something, you know, but not as much as they offer Prince William. Prince William settled. So this is why there's 36,000, because it goes from back till 2014 to see if he was talking about this, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like they happened just in this year. So it would be from 2014 until April 2024. Please, beautiful people, understand the gravity of this situation. Harry was still in communications. He still had an active email address to the directly in a private secure server into the royal family up until April 2024 when he did his little royal tour in Nigeria. Because that was a royal tour by any means. There were even aides of the royal family accompanying them to ensure that how everything is going. They only do that when they have a royal tour, because they need to get feedback on how it's doing. If Harry and Meghan are truly out of the royal family, they would wash their hands. They have nothing to do. Let them do all their insanity. So, okay.
So I just want to say, Carmen, so in your case, the device was the server. Okay, so the phone was holding all the emails or the apps with the emails and the images and things like this, and the texts were running through that server, which is the phone, right? Whereas, for example, WhatsApp and some of the actual direct message apps, they are built now so that everything's encrypted and erased, and you can set it so that it's a lot looser on the security, or you can tighten it up. So from a handset point of view, pulling information, I completely agree with you. But it gets a little more complex when we start looking at things like Telegram, WhatsApp, even back in the day of like Wicker and Kik and things like this. Not the Kik we know now, but the Kik that was years and years ago.
Those are all on your phone as well, aren't they?
They are on your phone as well, but it's end-to-end encryption.
The
messages have them. I can guarantee you that the people he communicated with, they didn't delete those messages.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They can go around that route. So, Paula, if I understand what you're trying to say, is it because he brought this case up now, they want to know if he was in talks with someone in the palace regarding him being asked to find out if they had discussions and what was the outcome? Is that what you were trying to say?
No, because Harry's saying that he didn't, he's saying that the reason why his claim should be accepted, this is the thing with a bunch of other people, is because
he didn't know
about it. And he found that much later, but he did know because there were negotiations and he got offered a settlement, which he rejected. So he did know about it, but he's still going on.
Which this is what I just asked, to say if that's what they want to make to see the communication.
Yes, okay. And this writer. And there's something that Charmaine Matson said. Could that be why Prince William was at the MI6? Probably M16 or something like that. But the thing is that this is really bad, because now it's saying that Harry had conducted extensive searches for possible information, including undertaking a physical search of his home in California. And then suddenly it appears, one of the hard drives. The other one is at the US, you know. Okay. So this is like, Meanwhile, two of King Charles' closest aides are being dragged into the saga. The judge ordered Harry's solicitors to write to His Majesty's private secretary, Sir Clive Alderton, and Sir Michael Stevens, the keeper of the privy purse, asking them to disclose any correspondence with the Duke. And he says, I mean, and this is absolutely insane, guys. What we're watching here is this guy, this moron. And this is a pattern of Harry being a blabbermouth, a snitch, and a spy. Meghan filming. There are multiple reports of people who said that Meghan was seen filming, and she has had access to the royal family through this idiot. And I'm pretty sure that whatever very confidential and sensitive information he was privy to, he has passed on to this witch with a B. Yeah.
Well, I just want to warn you all. We're coming out with some more nerd facts here. So in the case of the FBI emails, 50,000 emails, most governments, businesses are still using an email system that is a lot like Outlook. Remember Outlook Express? You'd install it on your Windows and it would download your emails to the computer and you would be reading them directly off of the Outlook system. That's why a lot of these emails can get pulled, because they are on a dated email and server. The country of origin of my email servers, they are fully encrypted. They don't, you know, they're not, if somebody sends them a letter saying we want access, it's just not going to happen, right? That's because I've got something to hide. It's just Proton is what I use for email. So if you want a good, secure, encrypted email service, look at Proton Mail. They're freaking awesome. Not sponsored, I might add, but Proton.
Oh, I do have Proton Mail. I do have Proton Mail.
Almost 4,000 people on Twitter, Proton. Come on, son. Come on.
Well, I use Proton. I stopped using Gmail. Yeah. I mean, I use Gmail, but I have my personal account, which nobody knows. Well, few people know about it. It's Proton Mail, and I'm very happy with it. You know, it's But I mean, Ron, this guy has already been admonished by the judge and his security thing, because he was sending confidential information. He wasn't supposed to know this information, but this is why he was kicking and screaming to get access to that information that Radek has, because he needs to know how Radek operates and how they do this, how they ascertain, because he needs to know. The reason for that is for the beautiful people in the United States, is because that imbecile is in the board of the Aspen Institute, which is an institute that has access to highly sensitive information. He went even on record on an Apple thing that he did, saying that he knew about January 6th before anybody else, because he has access to the Aspen Institute. What is a prince of the United Kingdom of a foreign nation knowing about internal political matters of another nation? That is, guys, the United States fought a war to become independent from the United Kingdom. And here we have this moron having access to all this confidential information. And then he goes and says that the First Amendment in the United States is bonkers. So I guess free speech is bad for him, you know, like, and this is the thing. The thing that I've been talking about escalating is because they've been allowed to get away with so much now. And you know, Ron, this is why I talk about things so much and people get annoyed with me, but it's true. They are now, before, at least they tried to hide their crimes. Now they flaunt them in our faces. And I think this is why people like me get so annoyed, because they say, you know what? We're breaking the law. We're stealing. We're defrauding. We're stealing money from charities. We're giving confidential information. Didn't Julian Assange spend how many years in jail for doing pretty much exactly the same thing?
Uh-huh. Basically, I mean, it was a bit more to it than that, but arguably... Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's worse, a whistleblower.
Whistleblower good is great. So what Julian Assange did is an hero. We need to celebrate this man.
I think there's a difference.
Harry's not that. He's a traitor. There's a difference. Harry's a traitor.
That's
what I'm trying to say. So it's one thing if you're in charge of the documents and then you hand them out around people. That is 100% espionage. And Assange is, again, a whistleblower who...
Because, you know, felony treason, Ron, is if you do anything to endanger the well-being of the king and the heir to the throne, to intercede or affect his ruling or the good governance or whatever. That is felony treason, okay? Yeah. We know that the Duke of Windsor did that and 40,000 people died.
I mean, listen, I'm fully on board. You've convinced, like, I think the evidence speaks for itself. You don't even need the hard sales press on this one, Paula. I mean, I think everyone is with you on the espionage, on the destroying of evidence.
How would you call it? People say that I'm very harsh. How would you call it?
He be. I don't think you're harsh. I think you just you like to reiterate.
This guy is a rat. This guy is a this. We're seeing the real Harry. We've been seeing this. You know what? I'm glad that George, the Giant Slayer, is on the same page with me. He says that we've never that the Buckingham Palace was hiding. Was hiding. Exactly. The maid is a whistleblower because this lady was being abused, according to her. See, I'm covering my ass. By Meghan Markle. You have no, I mean, I wish I could tell you what she did to this lady, but I can't, because if I do, then they will know who she is. Okay. But it's vile. It is absolutely vile, the treatment that they get. And there's and they scare these people by threatening that she has the governor of California on speed dial, which apparently she has, because we saw her more on.
I mean, that was a low point in the interview for sure, the way that she allegedly said all those things to her staff. Well, what else have you got for us, Paul? I mean, Queenie, anything else you want to touch on with the evidence, hard drives, or?
Oh no! We just need to send Ari to the tower. Simple.
And guess what he put out? Because this came out that the judge, this is how they do it. This is, guys, I want to show you this.
What is it? I mean, it's the aviation award.
Listen, on the same day that the judge orders him that he is a traitor, that he's doing espionage. They don't want to call it by that name, but that's exactly what this imbecile is doing. An imbecile, traitor, criminal, crook. It doesn't matter if it's a king's son. He is a criminal, a moron, a crook. This guy is a danger to everybody because of his mouth. I mean, this guy, why did the royal family still had him on that secure server that they were emailing to each other up until April this year? When I read that article yesterday, you know, I read it around midday, and I'm like, I was trying to process, and I didn't want to do a video about it until I looked at a bunch of, you know, because I don't trust the mainstream media. So I wanted to, like, really look around. I contacted my friend who actually had one of the drives that was handed to her. I'm not going to say by whom, because then they'll know who she is. And she refused to take it. She said, because she reviewed what it was, because, you know, she said, I'm not going to carry this across the ocean if I don't know what this is. And what she saw in it, she was like, no fudging way I'm getting anywhere near this. Because this is terrible. Even I know that this is not something that should be on anybody's drive. And I can say this very publicly. You guys can take me, you know, like when I say these things, it's because the person narrated to me everything. And then I read it on a book on finding freedom. I read how she described a vault. So my friend, when she described to me, was pretty much the same thing that came out months later on those books and this stuff, you know, and that Meghan was seen around taking pictures and stuff like that. And it is absolutely disgusting. Please, I'm not pulling this out of my butt. Go check my earlier videos. I started talking about that, and people, how do you know? And then these things come true.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the endless, the decade-old story of you guys, the community here, reporting on things weeks in advance and then hitting the mainstream. But listen, make sure you guys are all sharing and liking up this stream. We're in the last segments here. So what else have you got? Queenie, have you got anything you want to throw at us?
Do you know what the Pat Tillman Awards? Do you know what that
is? Oh, shit. No, sorry. Yeah, you went back to something else.
Yeah, here we go. Pat Tillman bought himself another award. The Duke of Sussex. So he posts. When the story breaks in the UK that the judge has ordered him to provide things and to write an explanation, which I'm sure the judge will accept because all judges are, most judges in the United Kingdom are crooks too. The Duke of Sussex will receive the award for his work making a positive impact for the veteran community. Because according to them, he's a veteran. This guy was a JTAG, which means according to Claudia Salas, who's in the Navy, and she told, and also she other Marines, and told me that a JTAG is basically in an air-conditioned room, and because they have a lot of equipment. right? So it's like playing Nintendo games. This is why this imbecile said, oh, you know, play Nintendo games, because it is pretty much sending drones to ensure that the people are safe. So he's in air conditioned, and even though he's in the desert, you are very much sealed because of the equipment cannot get sand in it. I didn't know about it, you know. Harry will receive the 2024 Pat Tillman Award for service at this year's ESPY Awards, which will be held July 11 on ABC and be hosted by tennis legend Serena Williams. Oh!
Paid for award. Paid for.
I mean, the nepotism is following this imbecile across the pond. The Tillman Award is given to a person with a strong connection to sports who has served others in a way that echoes the legacy of the former NFL player and U.S. Army Ranger Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman was murdered by one or was killed, sorry, by one of its own soldiers, that one of their own. Okay. And Tillman was safety for the Arizona Cardinals, who enlisted in the U.S. Army after the 9/11 attacks. He was killed in Afghanistan in 2004 in a friendly fire incident. You know, Pat Tillman Award has traditionally gone to people who are not household names. Yes, because they wanna, you know, except a couple of people, which has including veterans Jake Wood in 2018 and Gretchen Evans in 2022, though it has been given to athletes in the past, including English soccer star Marcus Rashford, 2021. And guess what? Missan Harriman has a picture in the National Gallery portrait of Marcus Rashford. So that lie that Missan Harriman said, oh, it's such a dream. It's such a dream that, you know, that the National Portrait Gallery has accepted a portrait of mine. And he showed Harry and Meghan. He has already one of Marcus Rashford. Last year incidents, recipients were the training staff at the Buffalo Field. You know, this is Prince Harry's receiving the award due to his service in the British Armed Forces, including two tours of Afghanistan, as well as his work founding the Invictus Games, creating an international platform to support the wounded, injured, and sick servicemen and women, both active duty and veterans, who are navigating both physical and invisible injuries per SPN. I mean, so they both released this thing on the very same day that, because he wants to counteract. Because, you know, he says, the judge is putting this in the United Kingdom, I'm going to put this in the United States. So nobody in the United States will listen, will know, because they don't get the news in the United Kingdom. They're just
That's sarcasm, Diggy, right? I mean, you're being sarcastic there, right? I'm going to assume you're being sarcastic. You got to be being sarcastic. I'm going to assume that you are.
Oh my lord.
People are in the side chair saying this is the smokescreen for the evidence destroying. What do you think? Because these awards seem
absolutely. You know that Paris Hilton. I did an interview with Paris Hilton. You know what he said to me? This is Paris Hilton, who is pretty much in the celebrity world and everything. Well, Harry's a highly educated man. He's a veteran. You know, he created the thing. He put his life at risk. And I'm like, I didn't have a heart because he only had 15 minutes in an interview, right? And we talk about other stuff. But I didn't have time to educate him and say, you know what, Paris, what are you talking about? The only time this man saw a wounded soldier was on his way back. And a curtain of wind, a gust of wind blew up a curtain and he saw a badly wounded soldier because he was on his way back to his castle where two future kings were meeting him. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I didn't have time to tell him that. He was not the founder per se. It was Prince William. They needed to give him something to do because, guys, Prince Harry is nasty. And Buckingham Palace, in my very humble opinion, have curated his image so much. No wonder, according to some sources, that Prince William can no longer protect him.
Yeah, that's... that was something that I took a lot of time to be convinced of. But I'm convinced now that you're right on that too. I think there was a lot of coddling of the people with regards to how Harry really was. I think there was a lot of shielding, for sure. For sure.
They're criminals. Yeah. I am Meghan Markle is a low-level hussy who was recording everything and who basically was betting this idiot. And he was blabbing his mouth, telling him the company secrets, pretty much. You know what I mean? And not only that, he told him, we know that he told sensitive information to the writer. God knows who else this man has been blabbing to.
Yeah, that's 100%. That's when he's not under the influence of his self-medicating. You know, loose lips sink ships, as they say. I just want to give everybody another reminder to like and share, subscribe, make sure you're doing on that, whatever platform you're watching on, make sure you're following us. We've just cracked over 4,000 on Twitter, closing in on 1,000 on YouTube, and we've gone up to 14 on Facebook. So yes, Facebook, congratulations, you're catching up with us all.
And while our brother is doing everything to sink the monarchy, we have this beautiful man. I don't know if you want to share this.
I just want to see
that William.
Yes,
this is everyone who's watching us just now. Our main show is tonight at 8:30 UK time on the Sean Atwood channel. It's our longer evening format show. It gets a bit ranty. It gets a bit spicy. So make sure you come and join us. And
anyone special on tonight?
I don't know yet. I need to check my emails. I need to check my emails.
Okay. Everything.
I've got guests lined up for July though. It's all kicking off in July.
I'm going to show you this because I'm going to.
For the Usher Prize.
Are you showing it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
The main sort of headline, if you like, the Usher Prize is to showcase awards and highlight brilliant people. But ultimately, that's only going to get us so far. And this is the critical decade for change. And so impact is something I'm very... alive on at the moment in all the work I do. And so to Hannah and to Tox and to the team, I always say, come on, what's the next thing? What are we doing? And Hannah likens the fact that the last 4 years she's been not only flying the plane, she's been building it, serving drinks, and also providing all the emergency exits and landing it. So
that's because she's a woman, sir.
She is. And she's very good.
Yeah, listen, I'm not being funny, William. You need a bigger budget. If your pilot is serving the drinks. This is dodgy. We need to up his budget.
Listen to this.
But I've lost my train of thought now. impact. That's it. So impact. So I think the fact, a few sort of highlights, if you like, for the impact sort of calendar is that over 4.4 million people have been impacted positively by what the Earthshot Prize has done in the last 4 years through the finalists and the winners here. 22,000 square kilometers of land and ocean have been protected or restored, which is a size bigger than Wales. And we want to go more and go further and further. So we're always trying to outdo each year because that momentum matters. It particularly feels like in the environmental space, you've got to have momentum to bring people with us. It's all very well us sitting here and saying, well done, Earthshot Prize, brilliant. But ultimately what we're here for is because we are facing an enormous crisis and we need to have action, we need to have impact if we're to achieve that. And another example is one of our winners from 2022, Nopla. They recently signed a contract with Compass Group, and they do lots of packaging and plastics throughout the country. And through that deal alone, over the next 3 years, we'll save 75 million single-use plastics. That, for me, is impact, and that's what we're trying to do on top of telling the stories and making all these household names and having momentum. And finding new solutions, because I think that's what all of us want to see, is that there are brilliant people out there and we can fix so much of what we see as problems. We just got to find them. And that's what the Earthshot Prize will do. Impact is a key.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, yeah, but
I love him.
I mean, they need to hurry a lot of this stuff up. I mean, the single-use plastic, I'm pretty sure Australia passed a law almost a decade ago.
What about the compass? Stop bugging me with the compass.
Oh, yeah, I'm figuring out some compass merch. We might bring a Royal Mess camping-themed merch with a lost, confused Paula with her compass, okay?
But this is amazing. Do you see the difference between royalty at its finest and an idiot who calls himself royal, who is at his worst?
Yeah. I will say big credit to Paula today for not using the word ginger a single time throughout any of her rant.
I don't want to stay away from it. Because then all gingers get a bad, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's not fair to lump them all together.
Listen,
we're coming towards the end of our show. I just want to say a big thank you to everybody.
I just want to say something, Casper. I heard you speak, sweetie. You're Scottish. You have an accent too. I'm sure you say some words that.
Oh yeah. Don't Kaza can hardly pronounce half the words she's saying. She's from the West Coast, mate. You having a laugh? You having a flicking laugh? Are you having a flicking?
Please don't take the piss.
is Prince William. He's saving the environment, and his wife, Princess Catherine, is trying to save our children to get programs to raise them as healthy, well-adjusted, happy as possibly as you can, human beings who have the best chance in life, starting from early childhood, which is really what it's all about. So you have these two human beings in a position. And this is, guys, I really want to, I'm a girl crushing on both of them, but it's like, this is what it does when you have a huge platform and they use it well. They use it for others. Whereas we have Harry and Meghan using the very same platform, because it's the very same platform, whether we like it or not. And they're using it to destroy people, to trash their own families, to cause harm to others, and to use it for their own benefit. While you, oh, I'm royal, I'm this, I'm big. Harry's buying himself a ESPN Pat Tillman Award, handed over by Serena Williams, who's another moron. You know, my respect for her has gone. But this is, and Prince William doesn't need to buy awards. He is the award. Princess Catherine, Her Royal Highness, it doesn't need to buy awards. She is the award. This is an amazing lady, and they don't go, I'm this award. I have ESPN. You know, they are, you know, like they
Stop
are.
Stop showing right? off, Paula. Stop showing off. All right.
So, but this is the difference. Do you see the difference? These are, we have a very public view of how the very same platform can be used for different purposes. And it's not pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but that's just but the modern world.
They've allowed him to do all these things.
I just want to say, make sure you're liking and subscribing. Or
it's gotten out of hand. They should have been wrapped up within a year. Once they said they're leaving, they've got a year to do whatever. They didn't want to come back. They should have just been cut off.
Yeah. Like and subscribe, or the big bird will come for you in your dreams, and he will eat your soul. Okay. Sorry. Look at him. I still can't believe this is a real thing.
I really love that bird. It doesn't work. It says make the peace sign. This is the peace sign, right? But it does say I would get balloons. I'm not getting balloons. I'm gonna figure out what the which.
There's
sign.
No, yeah, there's no balloons for you.
Yeah.
Your balloon's canceled. But all I'm saying is that there's no I'm done.
I like him. He's so cute. He looks like Angry Birds, doesn't he?
He looks like he shouldn't exist, Paula. He looks like he's just walked out of MGM Studios.
Oh, no.
Freaking, so that is sleep paralysis bird, just in case anyone's wondering what this is. This is actually a real thing. I think it's got a, how's it called? A shoe-billed stork. Nah, mate. That is a dinosaur. At least a crocodile, right? We all kind of know what to expect with a scary crocodile. We don't need freaking pterodactyls.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
The world's mad enough. We've been over Australia. Australians, do the right thing and kill a couple of spiders today. All right? smash them to pieces.
When Harry goes to get on, I wouldn't be surprised if when Harry gets his fake award from Serena Williams, Meghan comes on stage with him with wearing the most disgusting thing, or she makes it all about her. She's going to make sure that the cameras are on her. She didn't want to accompany him to the aviation thing because there were not enough A-listers, but this is a little bit bigger here. And ESPN, I think, is owned by Disney, and Bob Iger is run by it runs Disney, who is the very same guy who gave him $3 million for that horrible voiceover when Harry pimped his wife at the Lion King thing. You know, like it is all very nefarious. It's guys, this is really disgusting. I really don't, I mean, I'm smiling and laughing, but to me, I'm shocked that people, and the reason for this is that people like Perez Hilton think that Harry's like that because they managed that in the United. There was some Newsweek picked it up. Page Six picked it up. So Harry inundates. Look how they are. Yeah. They inundate the internet or the media with this. Oh, he's got, but you know what? He's a traitor and a cheat and everything. But hey, he bought himself the ESPN award. It's unbelievable.
Sorry, I'm still freaking out, man. I'm still freaking out with this bird. They're ground nesting as well, apparently. So, nah, listen, I'm sorry I keep going back to the scariness of the wildlife. All right.
He's cute. Paula, why don't you like him?
Nah, because I've got a pee standing up in the woods, Paula. Okay, if I'm standing and I'm having a pee in the dark and this thing looks at what I'm holding and goes, that is dinner, bam, shoe bill.
If you're peeing out in the dark, you deserve it because you should be peeing in your own home in the bathroom, buddy. So
I'm camping, Paula. I don't just wander off into the woods from my house to have a pee, okay? I'm not that connected with nature, all right? But all I'm saying is that's taken it off.
I'm going to give a tip on the woods that I learned the hard way. And when I lived in Norway, I would go to the woods. We had a cabin, right? We had a dog, and there were blueberries on the side. And would pee on the side of, you know, when you go in the little thing, and he would pee on the straw on the blueberries. So my advice to you, never pick the blueberries that are on the right on the side of the path that you're walking, because most likely animals pee in it. So go a little bit, get a little bit further in.
Go higher up the bush. Higher up the bush, people. I just want to share one of my recurring weird nightmares. Like I always have this. I don't know if it's tennis. I always have this recurring nightmare that I'm camping, and then for some reason I'm naked inside my sleeping bag, which is never what you would do when you're camping. And I have to jump out my sleeping bag and run through the woods. And it's like this really intense running moment where I've got to get over a barbed wire fence. I've got to lift one leg up and over it. And you can imagine what the nightmare scenario is, things getting caught and things. Okay. I have that recurring nightmare all the time. I don't know what it means. But do not sleep nude in the woods. You may have to run away from this freaking bird.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah. No, but
that's a weird one, though.
I just thought about that because I went through the woods
Ron is not built for the desert at all.
I was told that recurring dream is that you're going to be a woman in your next life.
Do you know, I've been a woman in a lot of my past lives. In fact, I've been told that
the shows and the WhatsApp thing. I mean, yeah. I don't even have those kinds of drinks because that they're too girly for me, you know. And when you show me those pictures of the drinks you take, I'm like, this can't be
wrong. Listen, it's 2024, okay? If I want to have the girliest drink in the bar and have it, because they're so strong. Who wants to drink a pint of something that's like 4 or 5%? No, give me.
But don't you need to put the little umbrellas when you send us those
hell pictures? Yeah. I want the sparkler, the umbrella, the wedge of pineapple.
But putting the little umbrellas and all the little things around the tall glass,
Girly thing. I'm comfortable enough with who I am. And if I want a goddamn umbrella and a sparkler in my freaking pina colada, I will damn well have one. Okay.
Until I saw it was you who were sending that. I thought, I'm sure this is Megan Small's drink. And it's like, oh no, it's Ron. And I'm like,
no, it's me. Ron's fabulous. And that's what you can see my hat and my boa, man. I mean, this is a realness right here.
Oh my god, right? You should see it when I opened the WhatsApp thing, and the first thing that popped up is you, like a close up when you're going to the Taylor Swift concert with your purple boa and that hat or pink boa. Yeah. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you got a party. You got a party, right? Do you know what I'm saying? But yeah, if you're in your 40s and you're drinking like neat whiskey because you think society as a man you have to drink it, you're a dumbass. Okay. Do you know in the movies, right? You would see like the guy comes in, he picks up his decanter, he pours like a 3-finger shot of whiskey, and then downs it. Who's doing that in reality? That's not a raging alcoholic. Take the raging alcoholics out the way. Who's doing that? Like, I'm sorry. Nah. Nice little cocktail, just the same amount of alcohol, but it doesn't go down like it's trying to get information out of you. Like, it's torturing you for information, but yet the whiskey has asked you nothing. Nothing. Okay? And you're just left there, sitting there going, Uh-huh. That's not enjoyable for anyone. You're all off your nut. And these people that are in a whiskey. Oh, this one's a bit.
I like whiskey. I like whiskey.
Sure you do. Sure you do. Over a pina colada, I think
yeah,
not.
I actually like good whiskey. Yeah, I like to drink it because I get full with pina colada. You know, it's so sweet, and I don't like sweet drinks because I get the worst.
You have like five shots of Fireball with every pina colada. It's not just a pina colada. That's the sipping drink.
Ooh, Brandy Alexander, I like that drink.
Ooh. Brandy Alexander. Oh, Ron, what will you be drinking tonight?
No, Ron's not drinking tonight.
Oh.
It's because we're talking about drinking.
For the people, do you know this drink called Errol Flynn? Find it, and I'll tell you, it's Courvoisier and Grand Marnier. It's pure alcohol, but it's so good. I mean,
I'm not at a stage in my life, Paula, where my cocktails are just pure meth, like methylated spirits piled on top of each other. I like to water it down with a bit of flavor. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all right with pina colada.
Grand Marnier is a little bit sweet, so it does give it a, and it's really, it's really, really nice. So, yeah, it's a daytime show. We shouldn't be talking about alcohol, really. Well, let's save that for the night.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I just want to say a big shout out to everyone who's came and joined us today. Please, 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 please make sure you come and join us tonight. And of course, we'll be back on Monday. John Wedger and I just done a deep dive into Operation, I can't remember their name, all to do with Madeleine Operation Grange. Go and watch that from last night. We have got Julia and Dr. Spellman, I think it's Spellman, on Sunday going through Julia's whole life and breaking down a whole bunch of points.
She's fascinating. She's coming to my channel, isn't she?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, she wants to get everything as much out there as we can.
I love to have her. People have to
understand. 6 o'clock Sunday, Ron.
Oh, 6 o'clock. I keep saying 8 o'clock. Yeah, thank you.
Just to understand that she's not making any false claims. She just wants to know.
Yeah. Because trust me, the majority of the people who have an opinion, I had the same opinion as you until I seen Sunday's show. And now I'm fully invested in this girl getting the truth. It's mad.
That telephone call with that police officer was dreadful, though. He's awful.
And, you know, I'm glad that we got John Wedger to break it down for us because he pointed out a lot of terminology that went over my head. I think I was so shook
by what was said, you're not even understanding exactly what is being said.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's what's being said between the lines, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Shady SF. It's my opinion. They're very shady. I've done videos about them in my show, in my YouTube channel, and they're not very favorable towards them because I am a parent, and I would have never left my young children in a foreign country. Not even in my own country, I would leave them. Not even in Norway or Belgium or anything. I just wouldn't go out. But these people are
Exactly. One of the biggest questions I always have is why weren't they even arrested and charged for neglect? Because those were babies. You can't leave babies on their own. And these people are doctors. Imagine if it was me. I would be in prison.
That's true, you know.
And the way also it works in law, if they commit a crime in a foreign country, which is a crime in their country of origin, then they should be charged as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, right, everybody. Listen, thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much if you're new to the show or you're new to the channel, make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you come and join us tonight. I would love to see everybody that is watching right now come back and join us tonight. It would be freaking awesome.
What was the drink that I liked that I said, that somebody in the chat, because I've forgotten about it. That's how senile I am.
Oh.
Alexander? Which one was it, Casabar?
Errol Flynn.
There's something that somebody wrote. That's the one I'm recommending, but it's something that somebody wrote. I'm going to have to go through the chat because I really like that drink and I've forgotten about it because I'm
seeing
White Russian? Don't know. Russian?
No. What's another one? I can't remember.
Pina Colada? I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Because now I want that drink. I have it in my head and I can't remember the name of it. Brandy Alexander. There you go. Thank you, Lizzie.
Brandy.
You guys are paying attention. Thank you so very much. Brandy Alexander. I have to write down Brandy Alexander.
Brandy Alexander. That was the other one. So listen, thank you everybody. Thank you to Queenie. Thank you to Paula. Thank you to all the mods. Thank you to all of you for being here. And just in case no one else tells you today, you're all looking fabulous. Okay, you're going to have a...
You can't see anyone run, so stop it.
Hey, how do you know? You don't know what I'm capable of. Okay, you don't even, you can't even prove that I'm a real person, Queenie. I'm just a guy on a screen to you.
Well, you know what? You're correct by that, because I've been in Scotland this long and I keep saying I'm coming up to Edinburgh and you're like, yeah, we'll make some time. Guys, I'm down for going in the graveyard, but this guy is
I'm scared. Me. I just want to put, I'll put good money on it. At some point, we end up in hospital because at 3 o'clock in the morning, Queenie hears a noise, shits herself, and runs into a fucking 800-year-old stone fucking tomb, cracks her fucking head open, and then there's me, just like that, on live stream. Oh, Queenie's down again, guys!
Queenie's fears. I think you'd be the one running. Queenie would be running, trying to get.
Listen, back. Ron, I'm not scared. Trust me.
Oh yeah, I would be using you as a human shield anyway. Like, I when it comes to getting scared, if there's a way to put another human in front of me, brilliant. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you're here all next week though, right?
I should be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good, because we will.
I have to get going, guys, because I have to.
All right, love you all. Thanks for being here, Paula. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.